This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Five bystanders were injured early Sunday as Denver police opened fire on a man holding a gun in Lodo. Crowds were leaving the area when a 21-year-old man pointed a gun at officers, prompting them to shoot. Police say the five bystanders might have been hit by stray bullet pieces. The victims and suspect are expected to survive. A bipartisan bill introduced by Republican Representative Ken Buck is headed to the House floor. CPR's Caitlin Kim has the details.
The Speak Out Act would essentially invalidate non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, in the case of sexual assault or harassment allegations. Buck, along with Democratic Representative Louise Frankel, introduced the bill, which has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. Former cable news anchor Gretchen Carlson was sexually harassed at Fox News and subject to a workplace NDA. She says,
"The only way to end the vicious cycle of abuse is to end the vicious cycle of silence. When survivors can speak and own their own truths, they can finally hold perpetrators accountable."
The bill's sponsors hope it will come to the floor of the House for a vote before the August recess. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The heat wave is setting records across Colorado. Denver hit 100 degrees today. That beats the old record of 99 degrees set in 2020. Denver could also set another weather record for the warmest low temperature. The National Weather Service says Denver only cooled down to 72 degrees after midnight. If that holds tonight, it would beat the previous daily record of a 70-degree low set 144 years ago in 1878. In Denver, it's 92 degrees. This is CPR News.